people to use their chosen names on credit cards in an effort to combat discrimination at the cash register. It's up to banks that issue the cards to actually make the change. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly!
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mounting tensions with Iran after the U.S. accused it of attacking two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "We don't want war."
Target is apologizing for a two-hour computer crash that froze operations at its more than 1,800 stores.
President Trump is accusing the New York Times of treason for reporting that the U.S. is waging a cyber invasion into Russia's power grid.
Coming in at number one, Men in Black International, underwhelming $28.5 million.
Yeah, it's pretty low for big budget sci-fi.
Yes.
Protesters are back on the streets of Hong Kong. They're demanding the territory's chief executive resign for her support of an extradition bill.
The Trump campaign has cut ties with some of its pollsters after data was leaked.
Another win for Team USA.
Blasted! What a goal!
Dominating Chile, scoring 3-0 in front of a sold-out crowd of more than 45,000 fans.
So it's a great job by the USA.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM. First thing we got to do, Joey's back, guys. That's great. We're going to talk to Joey in just a second. But let's do the Marguerite.
Oh, yes.
1 carat forever Mark diamond giveaway. 1 carat, $10,000 diamond. Let it rip, big guy.
And the selected name is Bobby Pamplin.
Bobby, you need to call me. Call 396-5477 within the hour so you can get your claim to get your name in for the Forever Mark diamond giveaway that's going to be coming up here.
Incredible thing Marguerite's is doing. This is awesome.
I tell you what, I really enjoy doing this. Well, welcome back, big guy.
Thank you.
Tell me how the trip was.
It went really well. I mean, I will say this, though. I had a lot of fun, but I didn't expect how emotionally, in a good way here, I want to be clear, but it's such a big moment, I think, in my brother's life and our whole family's life. It's a lot for me to process, and I'm still processing it. I didn't realize how tense I would be leading up to the wedding itself, even though I was having a lot of fun.
You know, when you go through life markers, my markers, it starts changing you. And watching your brother get married, and this is your younger brother, right?
Yes, 3 years younger.
Watching your younger brother get married, that's all of a sudden there's a marker. You can kind of go, things are different here.
Yes.
And family's going to be, I think it's cool that you get to do that and spend that time on Father's Day, too.
Yeah, and my dad and I get to travel together on Father's Day, though. Neither of us were really conversing much. We were both tired. I only had a few hours sleep. Yeah, I don't recommend 2-3 hours sleep for a 12 hours of travel.
I used to love to do that. I'd conk out on the thing. I'd be the snoring machine with the guy on aisle 15, seat B. Please shut up.
Well, on these little American Eagle planes, I was trying to sleep, but I was not very good.
Jump shots.
Yeah.
So Give me your itinerary. Where'd you fly into and out and all that?
So when I left here, I drove down to Pensacola, technically Lillian, Alabama, about 20-something minutes from Pensacola, right on the bay there, where my dad's currently living. We flew out of Pensacola both times, had a two-hour layover in Baltimore. So, not bad. Get something to eat, and then you're about ready to go. And then about a 30-40-minute flight to Saratoga Springs, or no, to Albany, and then a 20-minute drive to Saratoga Springs.
How was the weather?
The weather up there really kicks the weather down here.
Oh, yeah, really, because it's no humidity.
Right.
Clear blue skies.
75 degrees, right?
I know, and cool nights. Appreciably warm days, not humid days like we have here.
And I was having to get used to, it wasn't too much of a culture shock, but people up there are a little quicker on the draw, like waitresses. I mean, I fit in pretty quickly within a day or two, but I realized we're a little bit slower down here in the South, and I like it down here.
Until South.
Yeah, I was starting to feel homesick and not having my own space and these sorts of things about 5-6 days into it.
So how was the wedding itself?
It was remarkable. It was outside. They did it at a place called the Mansion Inn, which was about 10 miles outside the city. Like, kind of, everything's green around it. Somebody, one of the groomsmen, described as, dudes, we're getting dressed in Ron Burgundy's bedroom. Look at all this rich mahogany. There's even a rich mahogany toilet seat. And it really was this old mansion that has to go back to the early 1900s. And the wedding was held outside in the lawn, really the back porch, side porch. And that went very smoothly. They did a nice 30-minute ceremony, though. My uncle, the Monsignor, the Catholic priest, he was really the main guy running everything and running the proceedings of the wedding. But also, Caroline, my brother's now wife, has an uncle who's a Protestant minister. Her mom's now husband is also a minister. So it was like all these competing pastors and priests doing all these great talks about the New Testament, Old Testament, gospel readings. And it was great. It was a beautiful wedding party. So many interesting, intelligent people. Actually, a good part of my brother's now new wife is from Alabama. So I was meeting new people from Decatur and Daphne and all this stuff, too, with people from New York. A lot of Italians up there.
Italiano. Is she Italian?
I don't know. Well, part Italian. German, too.
Which part?
Yeah. Part Italian. But then her dad had her cousin in, and I couldn't place the accent. And I'm like, where are you from? She goes, oh, Stuttgart. Mm. And I was like, oh, I understand why you're having a little trouble with English. She's like, I know it, but I haven't spoken in a while. My tongue's tired. It hurts to move your mouth in the way you Americans
Stuttgart,
speak.
That's where the test track is for Mercedes. I've driven that track.
And her husband, Thomas. Thomas was fantastic. I just was meeting all these people. And
really interesting people that are intelligent.
Just talking about it here, I'm still like processing all of this because it was just sort of a whirlwind. And Caroline's father was an incredible host. A lot of the events were held at his home. And I went with him to the liquor store. I think he bought the whole town.
Oh, really?
Liquor. Yeah. So we had a good time.
All top chef, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, actually.
Good.
Yeah, it was a great
time.
So
how was the after rehearsal party?
Oh, it was so much fun. We had legit Italian food. I don't want to knock anybody around here who does their best. And there are some places, who have literal Italians working for them. But the Italian food in upstate New York, I've never had anything like that.
The Italian food in New York is amazing.
It's incredible.
And the quantity is unbelievable. I mean, they put this plate down in front of you. There's no way I can eat that. It's like five people can eat that, and they get mad if you don't.
Yeah, it was a catered event at the restaurant, so we had our own private area on the front porch, and they had it, screened off so no bugs could get in. And it was, get it yourself, but the appetizers come up, and you go to the buffet, and you get that. There's no, now the main course is served. Now the dessert, here's a fresh cannoli that an actual grandmother makes.
Oh, wow.
And, again, open bar. Everywhere we went, there was an open bar.
I like that. So how was the reception after the wedding?
Oh, that was great, too. That's when I literally let my hair down, started to have some fun, started to relax a little bit, and that's why I ended up staying out and not getting much sleep before my travels. It was just a lot. It's one thing, too. There's a street up there in Saratoga Springs called Caroline Street. Funny enough, my brother's new wife's name's Caroline. And on Saturday night, it looked like Bourbon Street. All these bars packed full, and we're all walking in with a classic black tux on. And it was like this Red Sea parting. Maybe not as noble or as holy as Moses, but it just was so much fun being out of the town. People going, well, what are y'all doing? And also, Thursday night, we did a bachelor party. and my brother's become something of a bourbon connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we had beers at one place, then more beers and food at another place, our next stop was the Bourbon Room Bar, and they had a, I think, Pappy 23. So all the groomsmen...
It's like $180 type stuff.
Yeah. We had got 2 ounces of it for Will, and we split it amongst ourselves to let him try it for the first time.
Yeah, I think it's literally, I've had a bourbon drink with a friend of mine in Washington, and I think it's literally like $280 a bottle.
Yeah, the single 2 ounces was, I think, $85.
Yeah.
So we wanted to spring for that. He had just a great time. And the night progressed. We actually ran into the bridesmaids in the bachelorette party. They have a thing up there called Doughboys, which are almost like freshly made hot pockets with chicken and cream cheese you dip in hot sauce, you know, true buffalo sauce. I go on and on. It was an incredible weekend. And again, I'm processing it because it is one of those life moments where...
It really is.
And I appreciate being able to take the week and sort of... process not only that great moment of brother's life and our family's life, but also just where I've been. Like, taking a week away, sitting here now, I'm a little like, wow, this is, I'm back, and I'm happy to be back.
You're happy to be back. You missed us.
Yes.
Good. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, they still have some time. They got some new tomahawk steaks in, $14.98 a pound. They are awesome, I can say, on a personal basis. They also have the prime and the premium ribeye on sale too, $17.99 for the prime, and I think it's $14.99 for the premium. I would go for the tomahawk steak, but it's going to be about 2.5, maybe 3 pounds. But they're awesome.
Sounds like a challenge.
Oh man, I'll be eating on that bad boy for a while. And I tell you, the Atlanta Braves just nailed it yesterday. The Braves are back. They're ahead in their division, and they beat Phillies 15-1 yesterday. My son and I were texting back and forth going over it, but the Braves are back. It's not the Braves of 2 years ago. Dan Morris Show gonna be back. Oh yeah, Sweet Creek Farm Market. You want to get in? Just give us a call. Tell Joey that you want to get on the drawing. Talk to us. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Oh, boy. Let's go to the phones. Our first call of the week. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, fellas, how y'all? I said, man, I'm Joy. I'm just telling you, I'm taking this one, my one call, and I'm telling you, you have truly, truly missed, brother. I mean, we used to, you know, leaning on that creamy, smooth, silky voice.
Oh, no, you calm down, Randall.
I mean, and, you know, we know what to expect, and not that John and Rusty didn't do their thing, but you can't cover as much news when you put comedy in it, and you bring the aspect of let's get on to the points and make the points and get past it and not laugh so much. And everybody got that good qualities. I'm going to tell you, you were truly missed. And that a lot of people have given up on Fox News and every news, but they rely on you and Dan to get them through the high points so they can face their friends when it comes time at brunch and have something to get back at them with. And they you can't cover as much when you're laughing. So I want to tell you, from that side, you truly, truly missed
it. Well, and even though I wasn't at work, I was still following the news, and there's a lot to cover, a lot happening.
Oh, man, it was amazing.
I guarantee Dan going to have clips from last week to last him a whole year because he didn't get through all the nothing. I mean, but we did laugh. We had good. We got us through. You know, we missed it, though, bro. Like to get on through it and get all the good points of the news of the day. Love you, Dan. Love you, Rusty and John. But, man, Joey just does his thing for me. I love that hair when it wraps around my fingers. Let's see, y'all.
Thanks, Randall. I won't even ask.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not even going to ask. I love it. 272-9228, that's where we are. Listen, God, there's so much news out here. Let's pick up stuff you haven't heard. Let's do a Hong Kong demonstration. This is big. 1 million people on the streets.
The political crisis in Hong Kong is spiraling over fears of Chinese control. Even after a controversial extradition bill was scrapped, nearly 2 million people flooded Hong Kong streets yesterday. Remy Innocencio is in Hong Kong. Remy, it seems the protesters won this round, so why are they still out there?
It depends on what time frame you're looking at. They seem to have won the short-term battle, but there's a fear they're losing the long-term war. Based on an agreement signed in the 1980s, this former British colony will revert to total Chinese control in the year 2047.
Hong Kongers hit the streets with mass fury Sunday, demanding their government revoke a hated extradition law that could send them to mainland China's subjective legal system, and calling for the resignation of their chief executive, Carrie Lam, appointed by Beijing.
Well, good luck with that. But I mean, literally a million people out in the street. The population of Hong Kong is like 7.
And I love to see this coming right on the tails of the Tiananmen Square massacre anniversary 30 years ago.
Well, as I told people when I went to Hong Kong, you see these movies that are set in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is exactly the movie. It is exactly that. I remember being there and kind of going like, it's like a movie set here. Every place I looked around. And most people don't realize that when I was there, it was still under British rule. Britain had leased it from the Chinese, and then it reverted back to China. And China, this is kind of the financial arm of that part of the world. Taiwan and Hong Kong are just amazing with what they produce and the whole entrepreneur spirit. I can see why these people do not want to fall under China law, because they know they're going to end up in some kind of work camp. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. And you?
Fine, sir. Glad to see you back, Joey.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Looks like a good picture on Facebook, yeah.
Oh, yes. And more pictures will be coming.
All right. I wanted to talk about Hong Kong.
Please.
I was going to talk about Iran, but instead we'll do Hong Kong.
Okay.
I went there twice. I was there in 74, and I was there in 76, and it was a beautiful place.
It really is.
And they had the best food you could ever imagine.
Yep.
If you went out and got a steak at the Western Steakhouse in Hong Kong, you got a steak. A reasonable price. Everything was just great. The people were fine. They didn't hate us. And then Kowloon, on the Kowloon side, we went to a pub over there, Waltzing Matilda Inn, and we were treated like royalty pretty much by the people that were there. But we did have one problem, is they had those air cushion ferries.
Mm-hmm.
The normal ferry that took you from Hong Kong over to Kowloon was just a regular ferry. And they had signs on there, do not spit. I don't know what that's all about, but anyway, that's what they had. But they said, stay off of those air cushion ones because you end up in China. China, once they get a hold of you, you just don't come back. That's what we were told at the time. And I'm sorry to see the British gave it up. It was a British province. And why in the world they would give something like that up? They had the best tailors you could get.
Yeah, all so you buy a suit for $150 over there, a tailored suit.
I got three of them at the Hong Kong Hilton, the same place that Sammy Davis Jr. got his suits made. And I had three of them made there. And, I mean, they're just good people. I hate to see what's going on, and I hate to see what may happen over it, but I sure hope that Hong Kong stays Hong Kong.
Yeah, it really. I remember looking out in the harbor, and you see these sampans and then these gigantic tanker cargo ships that are there. But, I mean, it really would be a sampan sitting out in the harbor. I kind of go, wow, that's weird. You know, this is a ship that goes back into the 1800s.
Wow.
Type of thing.
I got a great picture I could show you. It shows the Enterprise in the harbor. We couldn't come into the into port, we had to anchor out. But they're junks, Chinese junks.
Yeah, Chinese junks and sampans, yeah.
Yeah, I got a picture of the sampan or the junk in front of the bow of the carrier while we were out at anchor, and it's probably one of my best pictures.
Yeah, really, it's such a blend of the old and the new, and what they did is you got British quality with that oriental flair to it, and what he's saying about the food was just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yep.
Tom,
well, you guys have a
great, I appreciate the telephone call. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're gonna be back right after this.
You got a bloody right to say, you got a bloody right to say.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump taking aim at polls showing he's trailing five Democrats.
Tweeting this morning, only fake polls show us behind the motley crew. We are looking really good, but it is far too early to be focused on that. Much work to do. Make America great again.
Fox's Peter Doocy, if the election were to be held today.
The Fox News poll finds Joe Biden leads him by 10. Bernie Sanders leads him by 9. Elizabeth Warren leads by 2. Kamala Harris by 1. And Pete Buttigieg by 1 also.
Egypt State TV says ousted President Mohamed Morsi has died. The 67-year-old was attending a session in his trial on espionage charges. And MasterCard says it will allow transgender people to use their chosen names on credit cards in an effort to combat discrimination at the cash register. It's up to banks that issue the cards to actually make the change. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night and the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey,
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
272-9228, that's where we are. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Joey, I was so eager to get my weekend started that weekend you left, and we forgot to do this weekly farm market gift basket.
You're right. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
All right. Need to clear.
This is from 2 weeks ago, guys.
Yes. And the winner is Mike D.
Mike D.
Mike D.
Mike D is going to be a happy camper.
Yeah. Give us a call, Mike.
Mike, give us a call at 272-9228. I'll hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Went down there on Saturday. Took some friends down there. Just kind of show them around. And I tell you what. Had the corn Saturday night with the steak. And I did it Mexican style with the mayonnaise on it. And, oh, it was great.
That does sound good.
It really, really, really was good. Except it's... There was a, I should have used a different type of corn. This is the more the sweeter side of things. And so went back down there and got some more corn that just cooked it the regular way in the microwave. But it was good, really good and sweet.
I need to get over to Sweet Creek because my dad's place in Lillian, he really is in the country, in the county. And so like a mile or two away from his is a sweet corn. They make all sorts of things, harvest all sorts of things on that farm, but they had sweet corn for sale. And it was glorious. So, Sweet Creek, I will be heading your way to go do that microwave style.
It's it is good. Really good. Really, really good. And it, particularly if you get that Kerrygold butter and put on it.
Yes.
It is super. And that's what I did last night for giggles here. Let's do the second part of the Hong Kong story here, my friend.
After sunset, Carrie Lam did apologize, but only on paper. It's now 8 hours into this rally, and you can see people are still on the streets.
With cell phone lights shining the way, this was very much a 21st century protest. Spurred by recent violent clashes where dozens of protesters and police were hurt, and the first casualty when this protester fell to his death Saturday. Opposition legislator Lee Chuk-yan says Beijing's image has fractured.
Now they are losing control in Hong Kong and they have to retreat. So it showed that there's a weakness on a part of the Chinese regime.
But mainland Chinese citizens never saw. At the start of Sunday's protests, Chinese state media had a special report on blood supply, while foreign media in the country went black thanks to China's censors.
Back here in Hong Kong, the government and the opposition are trying to figure out what to do next. And just hours ago, Beijing reiterated its support for Carrie Lam. It seems she's not going anywhere for now.
Yeah, I tell you, the video of this thing was incredible. Literally, they're firing rubber bullets at him. You can see him being hit by the rubber bullets. And
wow.
And they were coming out with umbrellas, of all things, and trying to fight off the police with umbrellas. The Mary Poppins of Bangkok.
It's moving to see that happening in Hong Kong. It really
it
is.
It really is. Let's go to the phones. The winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, Mike D. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and I think you're doing even better.
Oh, yes. There's so many people I want to thank.
There you go. Well, no, you had reminded me, so I thought I had pulled it, but you had reminded me. I looked back, and I had not. So lucky for you that you reminded me.
Yeah. That worked out great.
Well, Joey, as soon as he got your information, he's going to text it to me. I will send it down to Reed and Karen Ingram, and so you'll be set up to go.
Man, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
All I ask is that you call back in, tell us what you got, and tell us about your experience.
Yeah, you know I will.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. This is kind of crazy murder that happened in Arkansas. Another one in Oklahoma where two state senators, two elected representatives were killed. One Republican female, but who killed, who is suspected to have killed her is interesting. Let's listen in.
We may learn more today about the mysterious killing of former Arkansas State Senator Linda Collins Smith. Rebecca O'Donnell, pictured in blue on the right, is suspected in the case. She is expected to appear in court sometime today. Collins Smith, pictured on the left, was found dead outside her home earlier this month. A former member of her staff says the two women were friends. CTM National Correspondent Jerika Duncan is in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, outside the jail where O'Donnell is being held. Jerika, how's the victim's family responding?
Well, they're just devastated, Adriana, as you can imagine. In fact, the family of the former state senator issued a statement saying, "We are sickened and upset that someone so close to Linda would be involved in such a heartless crime." Now, even though O'Donnell has not been formally charged with anything, state police say that her arrest signals a major turning point in this case.
Without this, the sheriff's office couldn't accomplish what we have.
10 days after Arkansas police discovered the body of former state senator Linda Collins Smith, sheriff's deputies moved in and arrested 48-year-old Rebecca O'Donnell.
The investigation is presently at a critical juncture.
Investigators say Collins was found dead on June 4th outside her home around 2 hours northeast of Little Rock. Her body was reportedly found wrapped in a blanket a day or two after neighbors say they heard gunshots.
Wow. So a former campaign staffer and a friend, they have a picture of the two of them smiling and hugging and all that kind of stuff. That is pretty bizarre.
Well, and this is one of those reports that make you go, a lot more questions than answers.
Yeah, a lot more questions. Yeah, you don't have a lot of women murdering other women.
Right.
Without some kind of reason that's driving that. So let's continue on with the second part of the story.
Stuff like this doesn't happen here. Everybody loved her.
The 57-year-old mother and grandmother was elected to the state Senate as a Republican in 2014.
I need your vote.
But lost re-election last year.
Linda's one of those people that couldn't be bought, uncorruptible, that wanted to tell people that bad stuff was happening at the Capitol.
Ken Yang was Collins' communication director. He says O'Donnell worked on Collins' re-election campaign.
They were good friends. They traveled together, then did grassroots stuff even after Linda lost her re-election.
But the connection between the two women appears to go deeper. Court records posted online show O'Donnell served as a witness for Collins during her recent divorce from a retired circuit judge. One local newspaper described the separation as a bitter legal fight over money and property.
Her passing has left a great void in our state, our party, and our hearts.
At memorials last week, those who knew Collins remembered her as a trusted colleague and friend. Brian King served alongside Collins in the state Senate.
We were able to serve with her and know her as a person, as a mother, and as somebody that really cared about issues. She was courageous and undaunted.
Investigators have released few details about Collins's death, and the day after police found her body, a judge sealed all the documents related to that case. As for Rebecca O'Donnell's family, they have no comment at this time.
Yeah, I bet they don't have any comment at this time. But you're right, there's going to be something deeper that we're going to find out about this thing. This kind of stuff just doesn't just kind of happen.
And you're right, going back to the point you made earlier about women doing this. I mean, it might make sense if it's one of those crimes of passion, like you hear of a husband getting it. We've covered those stories before, but female on female, women on women violence, I mean, you might hear of a fight, see something on World Star Hip Hop or whatever, but just a straight up murder like this, and as somebody as prominent as that,
You're getting on out there. I mean, I can see a love triangle type thing where you have an ex-wife and a girlfriend, or a wife and a girlfriend, and a guy's getting her to go whack his wife or type thing. I can see that happening, but this is bizarre. Bizarro, as my son would say.
Well, and I don't think this is what feminists mean by equality and equity.
No, I think you're right with that. Okay, so Guatemala is stepping up to the plate, and so is Mexico. This is America's Newsroom story from this morning.
Mexico ramping up its efforts to confront the border crisis more than a week after its deal with the U.S. The Mexican government intercepting hundreds of migrants over the weekend as 6,000 troops head down to the border with Guatemala. That was part of the deal with the president as he tried to impose tariffs. So now Mexico is stepping it up. And that is where our own William Lajeunesse is. He joins us live from the Mexico-Guatemala border with the very latest there.
Well, Julie, we're in Tacunamán. It is the busiest point on that border, a superhighway of migrants, not just from Guatemala, but also Honduras, El Salvador, Cuba, and Haiti. The cost about $1 to hire one of these rafts for a one-way trip to Mexico. Mexico yesterday did have the National Guard here. They were stopping some people who didn't have a border crossing card, but they left. It has had some deterrent effect. The shelters here are full, people sleeping in parks, but after sundown, the migrants cross. Guatemala is now the number one source of immigrants coming into the U.S., about 800 apprehensions on the border a day. The U.S. is also deporting more than ever before, 3 to 4 flights a day, 1,500 a week, arriving, processed, and released. Some vow to stop, others say they'll try again, having already paid the smuggler. They're entitled to 3 trips. How much does it cost?
$8,000.
You going back?
Yeah, I'm going back. So.
Now, Guatemala's agreed to deploy some 80 U.S. immigration agents to secure its border and uncover the criminal networks. It's also considering a safe third country agreement. It would be the first in Latin America, a game changer, according to the U.S., requiring Salvadoran and Honduran migrants headed to the States to claim asylum here, not the U.S.
I like the, when you buy it, you get 3 trips.
Right.
Kind of like the Uber model or something. They're really stepping up to the plate. And when you look at this, not only is Mexico doing things, and they have these places where they're stopping, they're opening trucks up and seeing that there are migrants in the trucks type deal. They're very, very serious, but they're doing it on the Guatemala side, too. Mm. They're actually stopping them from going across the river.
So it sounds like the president really did get a deal with this
really
tariff
threat. Yeah, I'm talking about they have the Humvees out. They got all the stuff out there. They've got, there's one I was seeing, which I was kind of surprised. Because, see, their National Guard is different than our National Guard. Their National Guard is actually a national police force. It's the Estado Mayor.
Oh, you've had your run-ins with
them. Yeah, I've had my run-ins with these guys. And so I saw one picture where the guy's got night vision camera out there, and he's looking out into the woods, into the jungle, to see if there are people sitting out there. And that's pretty progressive for Mexico to be doing things like that.
I'm wondering, though, when these migrants sign that contract, because I'm sure it's a clearly written legal document with one of the coyotes, it's like the 3 trips, the 2 extra trips are called like deportation insurance or something like that. I don't know.
And would you like the deportation amendment to your contract here? This is the second part of the story.
Even though I can't define what kind of concept we're going to come up with, I can confirm
Guatemala.
That Guatemala is going to be a country that's going to support the U.S. with regards of closing that loophole.
So what are the drivers of immigration? Well, increasingly, migrants are coming from the rural areas where there have been a long drought followed by floods. Coffee prices falling by some 60% is driving people out. Also, violent crime basically is down around the country, homicide by half, but in the cities, businessmen complain of extortion. The age here, average 21, youngest in the hemisphere, 200,000 entering the job market each year for about 50,000 jobs. Wages as little as $15 a day in the cities, $8 a day in the rural areas. A UN agency found that 91% of the people here are leaving for economic reasons, 5% to join family in the U.S., only 2% cited violence. Some analysts here credit President Trump with forcing politicians here to face up to their own problems.
That is also forcing politicians to focus on those issues and to start talking on how to generate policies that could actually increase foreign direct investment to generate opportunities in our country.
So there was a presidential election here yesterday. Not one candidate getting over 50%. So there'll be a runoff, Julie, in August.
So it's working. Are you hearing that it's working on ABC, NBC, or CBS? No. So it seems it's working, and the video is very compelling. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees with approved credit. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday.
Oh, darling. I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you.
Need to tell you guys about my good friend Dan Black. Rusty, Joey, while you were going, Rusty was telling the story that he had 8mm films that from when he was a kid, and he took them to Dan Black, and Dan Black digitized them, converted them, put them on a CD for him so he could play them on his CD and play them back, and then he's going to make other copies out there. So that's a component I had not really thought of. There are a lot of people who have those and have the old 8mm movies.
It needs to be done now because, I mean, it's already, who still has a machine that'll run one of those, but a working one at least, but they deteriorate.
Exactly. And that's what Rusty was saying, is that there were, you know, if you don't do something with them, they'll just turn into dust type thing. And you put them in a machine to run it, and they'll snap and break and all that kind of stuff. But Dan Black can take care of that, can take care of Betamax, can take care of VHS tapes, and get them converted for you so you will have them wait on it forever. Get ready to copy down Dan's cell phone number. He's a personal friend of mine. You're going to really like him. Ask for the Dan Morris Show special when you call 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. Talk to Dan. Tell him what you're looking for. Drop by. Give it to him. He'll give you a price, probably on the telephone, as long as you know the tape and how long the tape is and how many. He can probably give you a price right then, and he's going to take great care of you, folks. He is a personal friend of mine. Just a super guy. Service and quality is what Dan Black is all about. Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818. 440-7818. Dan Black. Dan Black Studios. Okay. Tell you, a lot of things kind of going on here. Polls were a big issue here. And yeah, let's do CBS on the polls first, and then we'll get into the other one, the Battleground polls. But there was, and Meet the Press did it. We'll do the polls, CBS, for the original one you had your hand on first. Meet the Press, there was this thing out saying that, New York Times article, should have known New York Times, saying that internal polling for the Trump campaign showed Trump losing all 17 battleground states big. And what they didn't tell you is that the poll was actually done in March. The other thing they didn't tell you is they were doing the poll was based on certain turnout models and that favored Democrats, as I've now later found out about. And so Donald Trump basically called it fake news, and the news media went nuts over it. Joe Scarborough spent an hour on the subject today talking about how Donald Trump was going to get clobbered and how this is bad news for Donald Trump. Guys, you guys just go ahead and believe the polls. And believe them just like you did in 2016 and see what the outcome is going to be. Donald Trump is doing very well in places like Florida, North Carolina, and they've got him losing both those states, got him losing North Carolina big time. I just do not see that happening at all. But let's listen to the poll story on CBS this morning.
President Trump is set to officially start his reelection campaign tomorrow in Florida. Leaked polls from his own campaign show it's one of several key states where he trails potential Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Mr. Trump calls the polls fake. His campaign says they were created to test a worst-case scenario for the president.
Our first CBS News 2020 Battleground Tracker poll shows likely Democratic voters prefer Biden as their first choice to go head-to-head with Mr. Trump. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, how else is the Trump campaign responding to this leaked polling data?
CBS News has learned the Trump campaign fired several pollsters after those internal polling numbers were leaked. Tomorrow, President Trump is planning to hold a big festival and rally for his reelection run in Orlando, Florida, a state that helped propel him to victory in 2016. But it's not a given in 2020.
I don't think anybody's done more in 2.5 years than what I've done.
President Trump says he's not relying on a pitch to persuade voters to reelect him because his record is plenty.
Safety, security, great economy, and I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever.
But 2020 comes with new challenges. The Trump campaign's internal polling shows the president trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in critical battleground states, 39% to 55% in Pennsylvania, 41% to 51% in Wisconsin, and by 7 points in Florida. The Trump team says the poll is from March, though Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied it existed at all.
Those polls don't exist, George. Those polls don't exist.
Okay, so notice how lightly she mentioned that the poll was from March. But she, to try to counter that, said, well, but Trump said the polls didn't even exist. And this is what you do. Dick Wortham used to do this, would do what-if scenarios for what if so-and-so happens. What if Jimmy Carter is able to really turn out the vote in these 12, because I remember it was 12 southern states, what happens? And we lose. What happens. But the thing is, he was not able to, and we were able to, and it reversed it. So you we're going to go into a lot of stories about this, but this was a big much ado about nothing, that they're just trying to do this. What has Trump done wrong again? News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.